Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Scream ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
You're listening to a Morbid Network podcast.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
And Ash.
Shunting.
Living in Shunterly Hills. Yeah, I'm Caleb. I'm ready for the shunting. You guys ready?
I'm Ashley. Oh, Chris, I'm not. Whoa. I'm Ash.
I was like, what are you?
That's right. There we go. There we go.
No. I'm rebranding myself.
And I'm Elena, and I am not ready to shunt, but ready to talk about it.
I'll never be ready to shunt. Clearly, this movie damaged me in my cortex because I actually just introduced myself as the wrong human.
Yeah, that it changed you fundamentally as a person.
Hey, that's what everyone's waiting for. I promise chaos. The chaos is here. The shunting is here.
It's here.
Lots of like smacking noises, like slurpity derps.
Yeah, this wasn't great for someone with like misophonia.
Yeah. I have like acute misophonia. Elena has like obtuse misophonia.
If you guys say misophonia one more time, I'm gonna fucking explode.
Misophonia. Poof. Wait, okay, Caleb has majestic red hair, guys.
He does.
I can't get over it.
He looks like a beautiful Ariel.
Like Spider-Man in the musical.
Spider-Man.
Why are musicals coming up so much in my life today?
Because music.
I mean, not today, just like in this like past couple, in these past couple weeks.
I think it's because you need to see Hamilton.
No, you would. No. Well, I guess rest in peace to Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah, for real.
Rippy.
That's why it's come up so much.
Maybe.
The world is feeling musical.
Okay, well, before we get into musicals and the shunting, we have officially posted our first voting poll on Patreon, which lets our listeners determine one of the movies that we discuss each month. So, for our first poll, the theme is nonfiction true crime movies. So basically, like, movies based on the story of a serial killer, something of that. If that sounds like something you want to get on, head on over to patreon.com/screenpodcast and place your vote today.
It requires a little bit of shunting, though.
A bit of
shunting is involved.
It does not require any shunting.
No, shunting is required for like every daily activity.
But the thing is, like, what even is shunting?
Look, we'll talk about the shunting later and what shunting is. We gotta slow our roll and like get into a lot of other things before we shunt.
We do, because this
you
movie
can't just start off shunting.
No, this movie didn't start off shunting, but this movie left me with a lot of questions about
that's fair
about life, about the movie, about who I am. About what it all means.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to all of that.
Okay.
We'll get there.
I'm glad.
So if you guys didn't get it, today's movie is Society from 1989, and it has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 62% by critics, of 51% by audience, and an IMDb rating of 6.6 out of 10.
I'm surprised all by right. all of those ratings.
I feel like you would have probably never came across this movie if nope. you didn't, you know, cross certain paths in life.
The Caleb path.
You know, I have seen like the movie poster for this movie a million times, and I've like it's come across my like queue a million times, and I've never stopped to watch it.
I wonder why. The thing is, like the cover of it looks like good, like it looks enticing, and I will tell you, I liked parts of this movie.
Yeah.
You gonna leave it at that?
Yeah, I am. For now.
Yeah, I am.
Well, there are many reasons I showed you guys this movie. This is something that, I mean, I guess I almost like covered in the very, very beginning. I like the sliminess. I like the dialogue. I like everything that goes into it.
I like Clarissa's mom.
Yeah, Clarissa's mom is exciting.
Something else. Exciting is a great word for that.
I don't know what else to call her.
Yeah.
A vibe. She passes all vibe checks.
A little enticing.
A little bit. Not a lot.
So, okay, before we get into all of this, we should explain more. This is directed by Brian Usna, and he produced movies like Reanimator, From Beyond, Dolls, and he couldn't find anyone to direct Bride of Reanimator, so he kind of went to the studios and he was like, okay, I'll direct this movie, but you have to let me direct this other movie, and I have to direct that first. And that movie was Society.
Oh, okay.
He eventually went on to direct like some sequels to Reanimator, like I said, Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Return of the Living Dead.
Look at him.
He's gutting it.
He's gutting it.
And it was written by Rick Fry and Zeph E. Daniel. Zeph is a whole name.
It was definitely written by Zeph.
Zephafa.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's a Zeph kind of
movie. It's a Zeph film. a Zeph joint.
They haven't worked on too much, but they did work alongside Usna on Bride of Reanimator and Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. And then the makeup artist worked on Big Trouble, Little China, which we were just talking about last week.
Ah, we love Big Trouble, Little China.
And Society is starring Billy Warlock. And if that name sounds a little bit familiar, it's because that's the son of Dick Warlock, a.k.a. Michael Myers from Halloween 2.
I was just going to say, that did sound familiar.
I thought so as well.
He was also in Halloween 2, like, very briefly, but, like, a small role. Like, you wouldn't notice him unless you're really looking for him.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And then we also have Brian Bremer, who appeared in a Tobe Hooper film the next year called Spontaneous Combustion.
Hell yeah.
He was Brad Dourif's father, and he exploded.
That's what spontaneous combustion will do to you.
That guy exploded.
Poof.
And I watched this dude, like, explode insanely for, like, a while. And then I popped this on. I'm like, hey.
And you're like, there he is.
I know who you are now.
Like, you're back together.
Hey, guy.
You recovered.
Yeah, I'd actually seen this movie before I saw Spontaneous Combustion, but I definitely became familiar with the guy after The Intensities.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Intensities, Intensities.
Nice.
Nice.
And then we have Devin DeVasquez, who was Clarissa Carolyn. She played a small role in House 2 and Toxic Avenger 4. We have Heidi Kozak, who is Shauna, that was Billy's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She is Sally in Slumber Party Massacre 2, which is funny. Like, I kind of forgot that, and I actually randomly watched that movie this morning, and I probably wouldn't have recognized because I've seen it before, but I was like, oh, shit. That's fucking Billy's girlfriend.
You're like, oh, that's Shauna.
Hey, Shauna.
And I loved Clarissa.
And she was also in Friday the 13th, part 7.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that one.
Oh, imagine being able to say you were in the 7th of something.
Like, I feel like no one would care.
Oh, I'd tell everybody. I'd be like, I was in Friday the 13th, part 7.
Part 7.
Yeah, was it 7? Was 7 New Blood? I think that was the one was where fucking it's like Carrie versus Jason.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Oh, and then this was Blanchard's last movie. That was Tim Bartnell.
R.I.P. Blanchard in many different ways.
In a lot of ways. Blanchard really got fucked up in this movie.
He did. Like, this movie just said, Blanchard, you're out of here.
And Ash, the makeup and special effects were done by Screaming Mad George.
Screaming Mad George? Is that, like, his given name?
Yeah, it has to be on his birth certificate, right?
I think so.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
Baby Screaming Mad George.
But he's done makeup on like a ton of movies, like Big Trouble in Little China, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors, and Dream Master, Silent Night 4-5, Children of the Corn 3, Tales from the Hood.
The makeup in this movie was like wild.
Yeah, he's definitely the man behind all of the shunting.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know like what he studied in order to get from point A to point B.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, cool.
We got some stuff for that.
Glad to hear that.
It had a budget of $2 million. It had, the box office didn't really exist too much. I can't find it anywhere. It was released in the UK to pretty big critical acclaim, but the US was kind of confused and they shrugged it off until eventually it found a pretty big cult following.
That's how I feel, confused and like I want to shrug it off.
Yeah, Society is definitely that movie that confuses everyone, definitely your first watch, and then it's very impactful though, because I feel like no one forgets the ending.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
And I think that's a good staple of it.
Yeah, one might say. One could say.
And you guys can stream it on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it. Check out Society.
I think it's on Peacock, too.
It's probably on something like that. I feel like I saw it on a few things.
If you Google, like, where to stream, it will show you where it's available, like, everywhere.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, if you just search any movie and then type in just watch, just J-U-S-T-W-A-T-C-H, like, all one word, it'll just show you, like, wherever a movie's streaming.
I didn't know that.
Well, then Ash knows now, too.
Thanks, this. I just said thanks, this. I don't know why I said that. I had my booster yesterday, and I'm just starting to feel human again.
We all have our moments.
Yeah, I just have more than most people.
So Society begins close up on a very, very sweaty Bill. Billy Warlock, a.k.a. Bill. I love when an actor has the same name in a movie that they do in real life.
I always think I'm like, that must just be so easy for you.
Must be easy, but I feel like also just kind of feel like, who am I?
Yeah, like a minute of like self-reflection.
But anyway, Bill is traveling through a dark hallway. He grabs a knife and he gets approached by someone. We immediately cut to Bill telling a therapist that he's scared of his family, everything around him, and even the therapist. And then he bites into an apple and then, you know, there's some little worms in it. And then the title card plays. We all sing together. Society waits for you. 'Cause we all sing together. With society will be true. This is a version of the Eton Boating song, which is like, it's like some fancy, like, I don't know, probably yacht club school kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they had this boating song. This sounds exactly the same, but it just sounds way more eerie when they make it about slimy things.
Yeah, it sounds really creepy. Also, at the beginning of this movie, it reminded me like a little bit of Donnie Darko.
Okay. Oh, I get what you mean, because there's the therapist thing going on. He's kind of like going into some madness. He has the knife.
And he's like, I'm scared of everything.
Yeah.
And even like the scene in like the front foyer, like when he's like, I think he kind of leans down like on the front door. And it reminded me of when the sister did that in Donnie Darko.
Okay, I could actually see that. I knew that the beginning felt like reminiscent of something.
Yeah, just for like a quick minute. Then everything changes a lot and it's nothing like Donnie Darko.
So after the sweaty title card, because this is the first instance that you get of the shunting, you kind of like see it in the title card. You don't really know what's happening if you've never seen the movie, though.
No, because me and Alina watched it together and we were like, wait, what's that? And she was like, I see people. And I was like, I see like brain matter ? And then later it became clear that that was not brain matter.
No, it was not. So we head over to the Whitney house and we see Bill and his buddy Milo shooting hoops.
In the shortest shorts. Why are Bill's shorts so short? Because 80s.
It was the 80s, yeah. I mean, I have some of those short shorts in my dresser. I still, wow. You know, if it's hot, I wear them.
You do?
The only issue is that, you know, they're very short. I think they're like 3 inch seams or something. So like, it's hard to get underwear that goes under. I don't wear underwear all the time, but those shorts are so short that...
You gotta wear underwear.
Things are gonna fall out if I don't wear underwear. So.
That's always my question is like, how do we operate that machinery of short?
You just don't wear underwear, really. I guess it's better if you have like a netting in there, maybe, you know, like okay. Or something like that. But I don't have nettings, so like it's kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah, it just sounds hard.
So they're shooting hoops, and then Bill notices a guy's car outside. That dude's name is Blanchard, and Bill's sister Jenny isn't too happy about his arrival.
No, she was like, I'm avoiding him. Take care of it for me.
Through the window.
She like screams at him, like, if you're trying to pretend like you're not here, you should stop yelling.
Yeah, he's definitely aware of your presence at this point.
Also, in one of my notes, I wrote, oh, so they rich, because their house is massive.
Insane. Her closet is like bigger than my forehead.
Her bathroom is bigger than my house.
Her bathroom has like three different rooms in it.
Yeah, no, like actually.
It's insane. Like when Bill goes in there, which is a whole other thing, he has to walk through so many different hallways just to get to the actual bathroom part.
Her room is a maze.
So Jenny tells Bill to take care of it, like we said, and then she continues checking out her hot bod in the mirror. But yeah, it turns out that Blanchard somehow got in her room and is hiding inside of her clothes like a kid would in a clothes rack at a department store.
He is. She also has a great butt. I said to Elena, imagine if your butt looked like that.
She's beautiful.
She is. She's gorge. A+. A+ work.
A+ on, like, you know, beauty and whatnot. Everything else that goes on with her
F-.
is absolutely terrifying. Yeah, F-. Get away from me.
Yeah, keep it away from me, sister.
So he goes, I'm sorry about this. I didn't mean to. I could explain this. I know how it looks to you. And it's like, all right, look, look. We learn later that he does have crucial information.
Yeah.
But he is a moron because, that, like, no one will ever listen to a man that's hiding inside of a woman's closet. That's not how you get a point across.
Well, not only was he hiding in her closet, he also, like, tackled her onto her bed and was, like, on top of her. Like, I was like, what am I witnessing?
He's, like, grabbing her shoulders. He's like, no, no, sorry.
And it covers
it's not
her
what it
mouth.
Looks like.
Yeah. I'm like, sir, this is not okay. Does not seem consensual in what any way.
And it's so weird that this ends up being, like, one of the best guys in the movie.
I know. He's, like, trying to tell everybody the truth, but you get turned off of him real quick.
So Bill runs up, and he finds Blanchard, and he throws him out, like, right as their parents get back to the house. And they're all just kind of like, oh, Blanchard.
They do not seem concerned at all. They're just like,
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Yeah, like they tell him to leave, but it's not like an aggressive, like, leave, get out. It's just like very casual, like, you could leave now.
Yeah, the mom's like, Blanchard, stop messing with my daughter.
Blanchard, I would rather you were not here.
Like, literally.
And then we get like a brief little look into Billy and his family's relationship when they go, is that your friend out there? And Billy starts to go, oh yeah, me and Milo, we're gonna, and they just like turn away, ignore him,
yeah,
mid-sentence,
they don't care.
Walk upstairs.
And then like the dad is like, we get like a minute where he's like really weird with the daughter and you're like, what
he's
the
like
fuck?
Rubbing her,
yeah,
touching her, and you're just like, okay.
And he's talking about like how pretty she is, which like is, would be normal, but like he's saying it really creepy and weird.
Yeah, and it's a little more normal when you're not like sexually massaging her as you're saying,
right,
it.
Yeah.
That's when things go a little off.
I was officially uncomf.
So when the parents walk off, it's time for Billy to zip up Jenny's dress. Feels very incest, right?
Yeah, feels very not brother and sister.
But then her back starts bubbling.
Yeah, it does. And that's your first preview of confusion.
Yeah, some good back tremors, you know, you love to see those. And he blames it on the dampness of her back, and she goes, I'm not going to shower. And then he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry that I'm going to miss your... coming out, and she's like, it's okay, I'm just real sweaty over here and my dress is real tight.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
So I'm like too low class to understand what coming out is, like off the top of my head, not in like a gay fashion, but as in like,
yeah,
you know, as in like the high-class rich party?
It's like coming out to society. I think, I don't know if it's 16 or 18, but you have like this coming out party and it's literally like, usually you are like white and it's like you're like a debutante and you're officially of age to like date and procreate within society.
Yeah, it's a like formal ball that's presenting the debutantes to penis, basically.
Like, actually. And she says, she's like, it's not even real. Like, I've already been dating for 3 years.
It's very, it's an odd concept.
Yeah, it is. I think it was, like, way more in the olden days.
I think it has to do with, like, people that go to, like, you know, boating schools and stuff.
Yeah, no, like, I think the dad was literally wearing, like, a yacht club sweatshirt.
So we head over to the school and, you know, we check out the presidential debate between dead Brad Dourif's dad. His name is Martin Petrie, or Marty, whichever you want to call him. He's mainly referred to as Petrie in this. I don't even know if you would really know his name was Martin if you didn't see it on the wall.
They call him Marty a couple times.
They kind of switch around. They're like, hey, Petrie. Hey, Martree.
Yeah, Martree.
And the other side of the debate is our main character, Bill. And Bill's doing pretty good at the debate until he starts discussing dress code, and he gets distracted by a pretty lady named Clarissa opening her legs in the front row.
Me and Alina were like, that's just underwear. Like, why are you so distracted?
Hey, man. You know, pretty lady starts doing a thing, and you're doing the debate, and then you're like, oh, dress code. Yeah, dress code. There's underwear right there. You know, yeah. I get the logic.
I also was like, where are the teachers? And also Bill's girlfriend, Shauna, who was like the cheerleader opening up for that. Numero uno, why was there a cheerleader opening up for the debate? And numero dos, why is she 47?
You just really going to do Heidi Kozak like that?
She's not a teenager in this movie. Like, there's no, like, she's 42. I went down a bit.
Well, let's see how old she was in this.
I need to know. This is going to keep me up at night.
So she's 58 now.
Yeah. She was at least in her 20s.
She was about like 23 probably at this time, like 23, 24. Because I don't remember how long it took to make this, a few years-ish. Came out in 89. So she was probably like 24, 23-ish, something like that.
Yeah, she was not 17 is my point.
Okay, well, that's fair. I think 40 is a little stretch.
No, it was for sure. You're not wrong.
Heidi, you don't look that bad.
No, Heidi, you're beautiful. Not
you're
a
gorgeous,
believable
honey.
High schooler. None of them were. Clarissa wasn't either.
I mean, to be fair, I think Bill was like damn near 30 in this role.
See, he looks 17.
He was playing like 18-year-olds well into his 30s, like I think damn near 40.
Wow, good for him.
I listened to some interview with him and he was like, yeah, I was like, I think like 35 or something playing like a 16-year-old in one role. And he was like, it was probably the hardest thing
I was going
to
say
I've
that
ever
must be
had to do.
Really difficult and like also really weird.
Yeah, I mean, like trying to like relate to a 16-year-old as like someone in their mid-30s just sounds awful.
Yeah, like even as somebody in your mid-20s, like I'm all set. Thank you.
Dude. I'm terrified of 16-year-olds.
Yeah, I was like terrified of like myself when I was 16, so.
Like I never understood the song, like the My Chemical Romance song, you know, where it's like teenager scare, like I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it.
They're
scary.
I get
it completely.
I agree. I'm here for it.
So anyway, Bill is excited, so he heads over to his counselor cuz after the whole like leg opening thing, he kind of just like undistracts himself when Shauna slams some books. And then he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't think there should be a dress code. Good stuff. And then he gets applause, happy, all that good stuff. So he goes to his therapist and he's like, whoa, I killed it. But my family, I ignore them. We're okay, besides a little bit of incest and psychosis.
Yeah. Literally, though.
Quote for quote.
Quote for quote. That is something that was said.
So they get real deep into it, and Bill says that they don't approve of him or his friends, and that they don't even look like him. He thinks he was adopted, and the therapist suggests that he's being just a little bit paranoid, within normal ranges. But then he tells him that he's going to be a great contribution to society, which is a line that's going to be said many times in this, and it's, you have no idea what's going on until later.
Yeah, it's like very confusing, but you know that we're headed somewhere.
To the shunt.
Shunting.
People are probably tired of us saying shunt.
Shunt.
So Bill heads home, and he tells Jenny that he needs some suntan lotion, and he lets himself inside of her bathroom where she's showering, rubbing herself. Definitely has breasts on the same side of her body that her ass and back are on.
Yeah, it took me a minute to realize that, and I was like, why are you just, like, staring into the shower, dude? Like, that's your sister. And then I was like, oh, because her butt's in the front.
Or no, her boobs are in the back.
Or is her butt in the front?
Trust me, her boobs are in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, because her head's turned around the other. Yeah. You're right. It's an optical illusion, so it just took me a moment.
And it's kind of funny, too, because, like, the boobs that are on her are way bigger than the actress's.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're big old fake titties on her back, and then she turns around, she has, like, little, like, B-cup boobs.
Yeah, and she's, like, covering herself. She's like, Bill! I'm also like, close the door. Like, just close the door.
Yeah, that shit is so funny, because when he opens it, and, he takes way too long to close the door after, and then, like, he's like, oh, yeah, you're not tit-assed? Okay, cool. And then he's like, sorry, I was just getting the lotion. I'm like, I know you were actually going in there to get the lotion,
yeah.
But it does not help that you're going in there to grab the lotion.
Yeah, like, you need to just get out of there.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Just get the fuck out.
And I feel like snails were kind of like foreshadowing to the end of the movie, which is very snail-faced.
Yeah.
You see something with that? Do you see snails in the climax?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Slugs, specifically.
Yeah, I was going to say slugs. I was confused because I thought at first that, like, because Bill's, like, eating an apple in the therapist's office and, like, some wormies come out of it. And then, like, he realizes that they didn't. And then so I was like, because the mom is saying, like, oh, these are so beautiful when she's talking about, like, the gardener that's showing her the slugs. And at first I thought it was, like, Bill's imagination, like, with the slugs. But then it really was slugs. You got to watch this movie or that wouldn't make any sense to you, what I just said.
It's just a big old slugs that you're just like, yeah, I thought the slugs, but it's not the
slugs.
Turns out it is the slugs.
But the slugs. Slug City, baby.
Slug City, bitch. Slug City, bitch.
Slime.
But yeah, it's really just, parents are rich, so they're eating snails.
Oh, that's what it is. It's like escargot.
Basically, yeah, they're just like really accentuating the fact that they're like rich, pretentious assholes. They're just like, look at them eating slugs at their yacht club.
I think you're right.
So now we end up at a beach, and Bill and his girlfriend get real steamy on a beach towel right up until she goes, I love you. And if you love me, you'll get us invited to Ted Ferguson's party.
She sucks.
Yeah, she's terrible. She has like no personality.
Yeah, no.
Heidi Kozak, I think, does really good at just playing like that ditzy, like over the top, like. Like, weird teenage girl, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their role.
And the whole time that's happening, like, they're making out and stuff on that towel, there are a couple kids military crawling behind them.
Yeah, that, I was like, what's happening, though? And they're really just in it for the sunscreen.
And they have no idea. Like, they don't hear them. They don't hear the kid, like, reach in the middle of them and grab the bottle. And then they're like, I don't know what they say. They're like, fucking freeze, alien scum. And they start spraying lotion all over Shauna's face, like, cover her in it.
And that's not the first time that somebody gets called alien scum. That comes back.
A few lines come back in this movie.
They do. It's like foreshadowing in the weirdest possible way.
And then Bill, for some reason, he starts military crawl chasing them. Like, he's not just running after them. He's military crawling after them.
Because it's hard to run in sand. So maybe it's easier to military crawl, ?
You know what? That's the best explanation I could do.
Yeah, strategies.
Like, so he goes over, tries to get them. They get away. And then he ends up right under the chick who opened her legs for him earlier at the debate.
Yeah.
And it's probably not what you'd expect, because she kind of just squirts some lotion in his face and then goes, stay cool.
Yeah, she's funny.
I love her in general, but her role in this is top fucking tier.
Yeah, me and Elena were like, yeah, she fucking rocks.
She is my favorite. The first time I saw this movie, she was the reason why I loved it so much. Because before you get to the end, like, she was the star of the show to me.
Oh, yeah. Like, we'll get into it. But some of her quotes later, I'm like, that's amazing.
Her line at the pool party is hands down one of my favorite of all. It's like a whole monologue with, like, some physical activity to it, too. But, like, it's the fucking greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, she's amazing. I also love her outfits in every scene.
Yeah, she's always looking amazing.
Like, her bathing suit, I was like, okay, I want that. Go off, chica.
So Shada is obviously pissed, but he kind of plays it off and then signals that he's going to go and get them the party invite. So he turns and then randomly bumps into this wall of a woman that literally just stops him in his tracks.
My notes just wrote question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, lady.
Yeah, we'll find out later that that's Clarissa's mom, but right now we definitely don't know that.
Nah.
She doesn't say a word to him. She just grunts and awkwardly stares at him as he walks away.
With lots of heavy eye makeup.
Yes, her makeup is...
a lot.
Yeah.
A Luke.
So Bill tries to get invited to the party, but they just slap him a couple times, and then Blanchard shows up with a literal briefcase, so you know that he means business. And then back at the house, the rich people discuss the coming out party, and Jenny mentions a problem with her earring. This is only being mentioned because back at the beach, Blanchard opens his briefcase and he says, "I put a microphone under your parents' car and another one in Jenny's earring." So they listen to the conversation and they say, "I remember my own coming out. First we dine, then copulation. Someone your own age first, then your mother and me." And then it goes into, "Your boobs look totally sexy. Guys are gonna pop high ones when they see you. It's fun to see how far you can stretch. The hotter and wetter you get, the more you can do."
Yeah, at that moment, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? What has Caleb chosen?
What did you think was happening around this time?
I just thought like the family was into like some weird society incest shit.
It's not far off.
No, it's not. I definitely didn't expect like whatever the fuck was happening in the end because I still do not know what is happening in the end. But I figured it was like probably like something to like keep the bloodline like... Because you know how, like, back in the olden days, like, you used to, like, fuck your cousin to, like, keep the bloodline the right way?
You know, back in the olden days, you used to fuck your cousin?
You know what I mean? Like, to keep the bloodline, like, pure, they would say. Even though it's not keeping the bloodline pure at all. There's a whole Gilmore Girls episode where fucking Lorelai finds out that her grandma was married to her second cousin. Because she's like, what was... we were just watching it, actually. It's funny. She's like, what was grandma's maiden name? And Emily Gilmore is like, Gilmore. And she's like, no, her maiden name. And she goes, Gilmore. And then Lorelai's like, what? And then she was like, yeah, back in the day, they used to like to keep the bloodline clean. And then Lorelai's like, ew, that's not keeping it clean at all.
Hey, pure.
So that's what I thought was happening here.
I love to see it. I love that you connected that. I love that the Gilmore Girls are involved.
Always.
I love that incest is in the Gilmore Girls.
I don't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, only quick.
So what we hear after that is Jenny moaning about Ted, which sounds like sex, but then it kind of sounds terrifying and disgusting, and that's when Bill gets mad and goes, "You rigged it, Blanche!"
Yeah, I also kind of thought, like, maybe this was Bill, like, having some kind of, like breakdown, in that I had a feeling, like, I was like, oh, I feel like that tape isn't actually what, I feel like the tape isn't actually what's happening. Like, I feel like he's mishearing it.
Well, on that, I would say that movie was doing its job.
Yeah, I agree. I think so.
It did pretty well.
Yeah.
So Bill gets pissed and he steals the tape from Blanchard and he goes right to his therapist and says, "I need you to listen to this tape right now." But he's like, "No, I'll get to it later, dude. Like, let's not deal with this."
Yeah.
And the next day, Bill's girlfriend breaks up with him for not getting the invite to Mr. Flabbergaster's party. And therapist man lets him know that he's invading people's privacy and he plays the tape back, which is very different this time around, kind of like what you were saying, what you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, "Hey, it sucks that Billy won't hear for the coming out. I can't wait to dance," which is just so different.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not what happened.
So the therapist tries to prescribe drugs to Bill, and then he gets pissed, and he immediately grabs the landline, and he calls Blanchard. He's like, "All right, dude, I need another copy of the tape." He's like, "You got to meet me right now." And Blanchard's like, all right, let's go do it." So he gets to the spot, and Blanchard's car is flipped and covered in, like, an insane amount of blood.
Are you gonna get to it after, like, with the judge? Because it's like, so it's like dual scenes kind of before that, and what's the sister's name? Jenny.
Yeah,
Jenny is telling her dad that she's having a problem with her earring, and like some judge guy is at the house and he's talking about how pretty she is, and then she gives her dad her earring and she's like, "Yeah, it's like right there by the clasp," and then he realizes that it's like a microphone in her earring, and he says to the judge, he's like, "Oh yeah, like Blanchard's been giving her a lot of trouble lately, like we got to take care of that."
Yeah, you're right. I guess I kind of implied that a little bit, but not well.
Yeah, not well, Caleb.
Yeah, you definitely, like, clarified that a little bit better. I pretty much said the first part of that and didn't end it.
That's all right. I got you, brother.
So, yeah, and it's an obnoxious thing. Like, if she just had that sitting on her ear and somehow didn't notice it, this chick is fucking stupid.
But it was really small.
It was, but in comparison to her earring, it was probably three times the size of her earring.
Yeah, not wrong.
So, yeah, the bloody stretcher is there. Blanchard is probably on it. And then Bill looks at it. He's like, is he dead? And the guys just kind of stare into Bill's soul with their dark glasses and just walk off and don't answer him.
Also, Bill's license plate, or not Bill's license plate. What's his fucking name?
Blanchard.
Blanchard's license plate is ear.
Ear?
Yeah, did you notice that?
It just says ear?
Yeah, it just says ear. Which I was like, huh, I wonder what that means. Like, is it like earring?
Because he put the little microphone in the earring.
That's what we were just talking about. Alina just came back from putting her kids to bed. That's right. And then I don't know if you noticed it. This is just like funny. But Bill's license plate is hoops.
Dude, well, because he's always shooting hoops.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Always
shooting hoops. Yeah, but Blanchard's is ear.
I don't. I remember seeing something on it. I didn't know it said ear. I guess I didn't pay attention to it too much. That's strange. Well, he also walks out of the crime scene, Bill, that is, and then he's there for a while before a cop walks up and is like, hey, kid, beat it. And then Bill doesn't get the tape. But literally, like, he was already, like, had his hands all over the crime scene, was, like, rubbing on the tape. And the cop came, like, 5 minutes later, and I was like, you're really not just going to let him keep it at that point?
And he literally was like, it's not a garage sale.
The cop is very strange, which immediately I was like, this cop is in on something.
Yeah.
So Bill gets back to the house, and his family present him a letter, and it reads, you're cordially invited to the Ferguson party. And they're all like, wow, great. What a wonderful house they have. And Bill is pissed because he's trying to tell them that Blanchard's dead. But apparently they already know. They're just like, yeah, that's tough, buddy. And then he's like, Jenny, this is your ex-boyfriend. She's like, yeah, I'm over it, though. I've been through a lot of perils.
She's like, yeah, I literally don't give a shit.
I mean, Elena said this, too. It's like, I wouldn't be mad if he died. He like kind of tried to like, it seemed like he was trying to rape her.
Yeah, in the first scene, he was, like, very aggressive.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, like, my friend had a person kind of like Blanchard in her life a while ago, and then he went to jail, like, a few months back, and we basically threw a party. So, I mean, like, so are you going to be too mad about the creep Blanchard disappearing?
Exactly. No, like, not. I can't say I blame her for not, like, showing visible signs of grieving at that moment.
Me either. It's okay, Jenny.
I was like, give her a moment, okay?
So they kind of just shrug Bill off, and then Bill just goes to the party. And he starts to dance with Clarissa, who, again, is my favorite alien in the world.
Hell yeah, she's very, like, Star from Lost Boys.
She is. Very. She has that vibe to her.
And her outfit at this party, I'm biatch.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, she is consistently going off.
Like, did you get that at Zara? Because I'll buy it. Send me a link.
She is consistently going off.
She is. Like, her jacket later on. I want all the fits.
Yeah, she's top tier. I love Clarissa.
I'd buy them at an auction.
Clarissa, if you're out there.
Hey, girl.
So they're dancing, and they get interrupted by Milo, who asks what happened to Blanchard. But Bill isn't really interested. He kind of took a little flippy turn, and he follows Clarissa into a tent. She just kind of walks into a tent, and he comes across Ferguson. And Bill presses him, and he's like, all right, what happened with my sister and Blanchard? And Ferguson is like, oh, well.
You know the schedule. First, we dined. Then I fucked your sister. And then everybody else got so turned on, they fucked her, too. And as far as Big Ol' Breath Blanchard goes, I ran that low-rent fool right into a pole. That's a pretty busy week, don't you think?
He's very upfront and honest.
I mean, he tells him what happened.
He literally gives, like, the play-by-play, here is what happened.
He does.
I had an agenda, and let me just lay it out for you, because it worked out.
Yeah, Ferguson is definitely the wild card of the society.
He truly is. He's the maverick, if you will.
And I don't think anyone in this, like the higher ups, know that. I think they assume that he's doing great things, but he's definitely just like selling them out.
Yeah. He's an undercover asshole who's not very undercover.
So naturally, they start to fight and he gets thrown into a pool. And then Clarissa walks up and she says, wet dreams.
And also somebody in the background goes, that was a stupid place to fall. It's like, that's, yeah, like, we don't choose where we fall, ma'am.
And they literally picked him up and threw him in there.
Stupid place to fall. Like, you're dumb. You're a stupid place to fall.
And they say it just like that, too. They're like, that was a stupid place to fall.
Oh, the timing and the dialogue is so on point.
I will give you that. It is funny.
It is. It truly is.
And this right here, not only is my favorite scene in this movie, it's one of my favorite scenes in movie history. Like, it has not ceased to leave my brain. It, like, I think I saw this movie probably like 3-ish years ago, maybe, or something like that. And this scene has never left my brain. It always just pops in my head in random days. Bill, he's wet, he's pissed, and Clarissa is making her moves, and she goes, you know,
you're in danger of losing this button.
And she's like pointing at this little button that's on his shirt, like his little button shirt. And she goes,
it's only hold on by one thread.
And then she gently takes it off and says,
oops.
Oops. Told ya.
Told ya.
Told ya.
Yeah, she's a smooth operator.
She's a sly fox.
She is. I love her.
Yeah.
You're in danger of losing this button here. It's only held on by one thread. Oops. Told ya.
You're weird.
Wanna go get soap?
Trust me, that shit is ingrained in my fucking brain. I love that line so much.
It's so good. It's so good.
The way the button's just dangling and she's just so focused on it. Oops.
Oops.
Told ya.
Told ya. So metaphorical.
And then what does she say to get him to like sleep with her?
She says something about getting wet.
Do you want to get like her... Do you want to get soaking wet or something like that?
And yeah. I was like, whoa. Yeah, it's something like
that. He also already is soaking wet.
I was like, he is soaking wet though.
And they have some sex right here.
They sure do. They do. They go off.
Dude, Bill is going off in her fucking titties.
Yeah.
He is going off in there.
It's a real moment.
It's pretty great, especially when Clarissa hands and legs start to go in places that they shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not his ass. Not his ass.
Oh, I kept going. She keeps going, reverse, reverse. Ooh, reverse, reverse.
And she goes, ma'am, why are you reverse, reverse?
Door is a jar.
Door is a jar. Why is everybody reverse, reverse? Reverse. Like, I literally wrote that down.
So she's kind of just contorting all over the place, and Bill gets up and he's like, what the fuck? She's like, what's wrong? He's like, you just kind of looked funny. She's like, oh, you're silly.
And she goes, I wonder how long you've been a virgin, or like I wonder when you lost your virginity.
I wonder when you lost your virginity. She says, I wonder when exactly you lost your virginity.
Well, I feel like, actually, now that I think about it, I feel like she's trolling him a little bit and being like, I clearly just took your virginity.
Well, no, and he said you're like, you went in some funny positions, and I think she's like, oh, like, yeah, you couldn't handle it,
right?
Like that kind of thing.
Exactly. She's like, what? You never seen this before?
You've never seen that position? He's like, I have not.
He's like, I have not seen the reverse, reverse. Ooh, reverse,
I have not
reverse.
Seen like somebody twist their head around like an owl.
Nah. I've never seen a front
seen
bum.
That.
Yeah, the way they did that scene too, because her legs are kind of like just facing the opposite side of her body. They kind of just like covered two people in blankets. Yeah. That, like, one of her friends just like with her legs just poking out the other way and like wiggling around.
I liked it.
It looked nice.
It did.
It looked
it
nice.
It did look nice.
You say.
They did made it? It nice.
Did they?
So after coitus, Bill's girlfriend pulls up and she's pissed. She's always just pissed. She's always pulling up pissed everywhere.
And her friend says, Clarissa, is it, what's her last name? Because it's like CC. Is it like Clyer?
Calvin.
I don't know. She's like, Clarissa, what a bitch.
What a bitch.
And the way she says it is like,
God, what a bitch that Clarissa Carlin is. Can you imagine what's going on?
All right, all right.
You're just mad because she's pretty. That's not fair. That's not girl boss energy.
Definitely not girl boss at all. But inside the house, Clarissa is being, I'm going to say, extraordinary girl boss, because she's like, how do you like your tea? Cream? Sugar? Or do you want me to pee in it?
That was my favorite thing ever.
Why would I want you to pee in my tea?
Because why? Clarissa is a vibe.
She is. No, she I agree. Is. But I'm this, like, why would I want that?
In fact, in my notes at that moment, I wrote, this movie is the gift that keeps on giving. And then I wrote, pee in it?
How do you like your tea?
It's the gift that keeps peeing in it.
It's the gift that keeps peeing.
Imagine if you were like hanging out with a girl and she was like, what do you want in your tea? Cream? Sugar? Should I pee in it?
My
like,
piss?
I'd marry her.
I'd be like, wow.
You would. Yeah,
I would marry her immediately.
That would be it. Down on one knee.
Screaming.
Immediately.
And then Clarissa's mom gets home. And, you know, it's the wall woman from the beach.
She's amazing.
She's the star of this movie.
Yeah, she truly is.
Clarissa's the star, and she's definitely right next to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two stars.
Oh, yeah.
And Clarissa's pissed at her, and she goes, home a little early, aren't you, Mom? Has that brain of yours gone completely numb?
I'd be like, damn.
And then Mom spits out a hairball, and she puts it in Bill's hand, and Clarissa screams, out, Mother, out!
Which, like,
you know, that is inappropriate. So I
yeah, like, don't spit hairballs
told her to get out.
At my guest. But like, what is this mom a representation of?
That's the part I'm not
is
quite.
Is she a theme?
Because I She's thought we were going to get sins. The answer.
Me
at
too.
At the end, and at the end, we'd got no answer None. About that. So I'm like, someone needs to explain to me what that purpose
nothing,
of that was.
Nothing was tied up in a neat
Why did
bow.
She cut up, why did she cough up a hairball? What?
Oh, the hairball is definitely explained.
Was it?
Yeah, we saw another man cough up a hairball later. I can't.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I don't know if I should, I probably shouldn't reveal that now.
No, you're right, though. But I'm like,
but what does it mean?
Oh, okay. I think I didn't put together
think of,
that
Jeffrey
she
Dahmer.
Is, yeah, she's definitely like part of society.
Yeah, she is part of society. She's just really, really stupid.
Yeah, she's just like different.
So Bill leaves the house, and the next morning he wakes up with a sex doll in his Jeep that says Clarissa, and it has a Ken doll stuffed in its mouth.
Yeah, and it's labeled Bill.
It is.
It sure is. Oh, and it makes sense now.
Yeah,
that I think
there you
of
go.
It.
I was waiting for that to kick.
Yeah.
Once you get to the end, you understand it.
Yeah, but Clarissa's like not really.
She's part of society, though.
She is.
She is. So, like, that makes sense. But it also, like, look, that makes sense as an audience member. But in the terms of the movie, we find out later that Milo put that sex doll in his car. Mm-hmm. And he could not have possibly known that information. So the fact that he somehow got that right makes no sense.
Yeah. You're right.
It's fun, though. It's fun. I love seeing Ken dolls stuffed in, you know,
blow up dolls'
mouths.
Why did the Ken doll squeak early on?
Yeah, that's what bothered me. When he sat on it the first time, it squeaked. I was like, Ken dolls don't squeak.
Well, maybe it was one of those squeaky Ken dolls.
I think it was just for effect. I think they were like, this is funny. He sat on it and it squeaked. Squeak.
So then Shauna pulls up. Guess what mood she's in?
A great one.
Acid wash denim with white cowboy boots
yeah,
mood.
Yeah, that was a fit.
I would wear that. I would wear that tomorrow.
That dress
I would
was
wear
great.
It. Fucking acid wash denim as a dress.
Yeah, that was great.
And white cowboy boots.
Yeah, you belong on Rock of Love.
Let's fucking you go, girl. I belong on Rock of Love, or Shauna does, or both of us.
Both of you. Together. You in that outfit, Shauna just the way she is.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
I would wear that.
Brett Michaels, you hear that?
Yeah, like, I don't want to compete for Brett Michaels.
Rock of Love.
Ash is ready for you, Brett.
Drew and I tried to watch Rock of Love, actually, like, pretty recently. And
oh,
we got
great.
No,
oh,
we got two
is.
Episodes
it's
in,
great.
And I was like, I feel dirty watching this. And he was like,
oh,
me
it's filthy.
Too.
I love it.
Well, of course you feel dirty watching it. It's repulsive. It's
is,
the most disgusting
yes.
thing in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, repulsive
it's
is
great.
A perfect
We
word
couldn't
for
continue.
It. Because I think it was the Sup podcast covered Rock of Love.
And that's why we were going to watch it, because I wanted to listen.
Yeah, and their series about it was called Insatiable Bitch Goddesses, because that's what he called, like, love, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing recap, and so I started watching it again, and oh man.
I just couldn't.
Oh man.
I just couldn't.
I only watched a little bit.
My body would not let me.
I got like a little way through and I was like, this is hilarious and repulsive and awesome, but I can't even.
We're on different ends of the spectrum. I think I rewatched Rock of Love like 3 times last year, and also Daisy of Love.
Oh, but I love
I would watch Daisy of Love again. I should watch that.
You know what I want to watch again? Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love is amazing.
Yeah.
Flavor
I want to watch
till
that
I fucking
again.
Die.
Yeah, Flavor of Flav
I love
forever.
That you're like, I'll watch Flavor of Love.
That's the point.
It's
Flavor
different.
Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Have you seen that picture that Dr. Phil posted where it's just like his head in a bunch of yellow balloons? Terrifying.
So scary.
The most terrifying picture I've ever seen
terrifying.
In my life.
I think one of my friends sent me that and I woke up to it like very early in the morning and I was like, ugh.
That's upsetting.
It was, exactly.
Yeah, it's fucking upsetting. Scary.
Yeah, it's very strange.
But moving on.
Anyways, I don't know how.
I don't know
here.
How we got where we got.
Where do we go from here?
I'm feeling this.
So Shauna's all pissed off, and then while they're yelling at each other, Bill accidentally pulls the sex doll out of his Jeep in like a ridiculous way. Like that did not have to happen, but he just
no,
like
he
goes,
said that
"Oh,
too.
whoa, yeah. sex doll."
And it's like, why would that help your cause, man?
And she's like, "How could you?" And runs off.
She kind of sucks, though. I never really was a fan until she came out in that outfit. Then I was like, "Oh, girl." Oh.
Yeah, I was less of a fan, but that's fine.
Yeah. Whatever.
So Bill walks inside of the house and he throws a sex doll on his parents' bed and he goes, "What is this?" And Jenny says, "Why would you bring this into mom and dad's room?" Even though both parents are like strapped in lingerie, as is Jenny, and they're like massaging her.
Yeah. I love that everyone is in various shades of satin, and they're like, this means sex, everyone.
It does, though. Like, are satin. They wrong? Satin equals sex.
Satin does sakes. Get the loins going.
It does.
Satin. Gets them a burning.
It's like, what is cotton? The fabric of our lives. Satin, the fabric of sex. Sex.
I get it.
So they start getting real incest-like, so Bill gets pissed, and he looks his father square in the face, and he goes, fuck you, butthead. And he goes, I'm moving out.
Moving out, butthead.
Which, like, I'm confused about why they just won't let him go.
I know.
Like, just only know you love her if you let her go.
I feel like they kind of do. They're not, like, too... They're like, no, Bill, don't go.
No, bye. No, but, like in the whole movie.
And
like,
in the scheme of things? Oh, because they're... It's like...
Because they want to eat him.
They want to shunt him.
Yeah, it's like when you're raising, like, livestock or something and you know you're going to eat it. Like, and yeah, then, exactly. But you name it. You're like, oh, this is my friend pig.
Not relatable for me.
No, it's not relatable to me either, but, I mean, like, it exists. People do it.
I yeah. hate it.
It's the same thing.
They basically named their animal that they planned on eating.
That they planned on shunting.
How did you guys get cleared for adoption? For real?
I feel like they just found him, honestly.
They just found him.
Probs.
You know. So Bill and Milo go to Blanchard's funeral, and at the open casket, Milo makes a statement that Blanchard doesn't look like he normally did, and then he sticks his finger into his face, and he kind of just, like, breaks his cheek. They're just like, okay, well... reconstructive surgery? Maybe he was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but like, they sure. like literally shatter his face. He also had a birthmark in the same place where the mom has that birthmark. And I was like, I wonder if that means something.
Is that true? I didn't even notice that. I think Blanchard's is probably bigger though, right?
Yeah, it was a little bigger.
When he pressed into his face too and it just like crumbled, it made me think of House of Wax.
Mm.
When yes. she starts pulling his face mm-hmm. off and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So at the funeral, Petri tells Bill to meet up with him so he could tell him all about his family, Blanchard, the society that continues to be referenced all movie. But unfortunately, when he gets to the meeting spot, Petri is lying on the ground with his throat slit. And then he finds a sweater, and there's some person in the forest, just kind of like a figure. You don't really see who they are. But the figure just runs up, shoves him down, grabs the sweater, and then runs away. And then he runs over to Clarissa's house, and he's like, how'd you get here? And she's like, yeah, I live here. You've been here.
She's like, are you dumb? Also, I didn't get to say this earlier because I was putting children to bed, but I thought I was, like, good as Team Martin earlier in the movie. Like, I declared it. I was like, I feel like Martin is getting the shit out of the stick during
yeah,
this
you
debate.
Kind of have Martin energy.
I do have Martin energy, yes, and I'm, like, totally fine with that. And it was during the debate that I was like, poor Martin, man.
Yeah.
Like, Martin is really getting shafted here. And then I was like, Team Martin. I know that
I would
he's going to come
back. He's doing
the
shafting
end.
In the long run.
Yeah, he certainly is. And when it happened, I was like, ooh.
As soon as I
wish I didn't declare that
I
so
know.
Hard.
Because when I saw Martin in the debate, I wrote, poor Martin. Like, I yeah. felt bad for him. But then I saw him at the beach and I was like, you're fake as fuck.
See, I was still like, I don't know.
I knew I he was like... fake at the beach.
Yeah, you knew it.
Yeah, and you kind of see him at like all the society parties too, just kind of walking around looking a little skeevious.
Yeah. Yeah, he fake.
I appreciated his, like, sassy look that he always just gives.
He does look dapper.
Yeah, he's always just sassing people.
Very Minkus.
It's the actor, honestly. He just looks very, like, high class, kind of, like, in a weird way. Like, very
young,
but just, like, noble.
He's got an elite face to him.
Yeah.
Maybe the bloodline was pure.
There it is.
We were talking about the Gilmore Girls episode. Yes. I was like, isn't that weird that we just watched that?
That is weird.
You got a really incest-filled week, huh?
No.
How often do you get to say that?
A societal-filled week.
Yuckies.
I feel like I say that way too often because I watch too many Amityville movies and they're always just like, here's some incest. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And you're like, again?
Again? It's really? Back?
My next Damn. Pick is Flowers in the Attic.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, thank you.
That's horrible.
Oh, okay. So he goes to Clarissa's house and then he tells her that, you know, he found Petri dead. He's like, I just found Petri with his neck cut. And she's like, oh, poor baby, I hope he didn't make a mess.
Yeah, that was a weird response.
I was like, sister.
I was like, what do you know? But I like your jacket a lot.
That's literally what happened, by the way. Ash was literally like, whoa, I don't know. What do you know? Love that jacket, though. She literally said all of that.
I love a bedazzle.
So they call the cops, and then all the evidence is gone once more. This seems to happen every time Bill finds something. And they get frisked and threatened, and then Clarissa and Bill end up falling asleep in his Jeep. And then the next day, another debate has arrived. You know, we're on the morrow. Good stuff. Another good old date.
Good
debate,
morrow.
A good date for a debate. You know what I mean?
Well, mm-hmm. That last scene also kind of reminded me of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
When
she finds
gone.
The body in the trunk with the crabs. And then they come back and the body's gone. What are you waiting for? It reminded me of it.
Fucking Leonard from Big Bang Theory.
And he's like, I don't think I need a lab to say that this isn't blood. I was like,
yeah, I hated that cop. I didn't trust him. I kept being like, nope.
It's so funny.
I don't trust you.
So the debate has arrived and Bill goes, Martin Petrie isn't here today and he won't be. Blanchard's death was a conspiracy and Petrie is dead. But then Petrie shows up and says that he had a car trouble. He's just like, hey, guys, I'm good.
And he rubs his neck.
We were both like, we've watched a movie or two.
Yeah, we have.
You guys are experts.
I know what to look for. Hey, guy, I know about the license plate.
Film, ever heard of it?
Cinema.
Societe.
Ever saw ear on a license plate?
Ever seen hoops?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Ever seen a labeled Ken doll? That squeaks.
So Bill gets pissed and he runs off, and then Milo tells Bill that he's been fucking with him a bit, and he's like, yeah, I put the sex doll in your car. Again, doesn't make sense. And then he's like, I'm not involved whatsoever, but I did follow you the night before because you were acting a little weird, and I saw Petrie get taken off in a blanket by Ferguson. And then Bill's like, oh shit, so someone else is seeing this. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys want anything to say, so I paused. I'll move on.
I was like, correct.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
So they realize that they both know about weird things going on, and then Bill is like, wait, why'd you put the doll in my car? And he's like, you kind of just pissed me off.
I love that.
Which honestly is like such a good explanation. Like, I love that they don't try to explain it too much. It's just like, no. Yeah, you pissed me off.
Because in real life, yeah, like that would be the, yeah, you just pissed me off.
I could see myself putting like a weird sex doll into someone's car because they pissed me off. Like,
I could
that's
also
something, that's
very
viable.
Much see you doing
I
so.
I could literally, I can see it in my mind.
Picture it, Sicily.
I've definitely done stuff similar to that. So that's just like a little like step above.
Hey, note it for next time.
There you go.
If you ever find a sex doll in your car.
I know who
Caleb.
To turn to.
Just know the tooth fairy is right around the corner.
With striking red hair.
There's single strand of your red and purple hair on the sex doll.
A majestic like, ginger fairy is around
could
the corner.
Who this have been?
The hairs are coming out of the sex doll's ass.
Yeah, then I would know. And then you drew a hemorrhoid on, I'd be like, oh, Caleb. Oh, Caleb left a bloody hemorrhoid.
So it may have seemed like Bill was going crazy for a while, but he is now being drugged and taken off into an ambulance. And
ambulance.
Milo, and Milo or Milo, whatever his name is forced to figure out what's really going on. So Milo starts looking for him, and the receptionist at the hospital goes, William? William Whitney? You'll have to check the morgue.
He goes, no, 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 no.
The way he goes, no, 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 no.
I We watched it twice.
We did. We
rewound. Imagine being in a real life tragic situation and responding like that.
No. Because she goes, "Are you family?" And he's like, "Yes." And she's like, "Then you'll have to check the morgue." I'm like, "Well, damn, that bedside manner needs a little work."
Elena goes, "I can assure you, nobody would ever tell you like that."
Well, I'm sorry.
No. You're not sorry. There's been.
And then when he's like, "What? What do you mean he's dead?" She's like, "Sir, I'm gonna kick you the fuck out of here." And I'm like, "You just like told him that his family member's dead in like the worst way. Like you're responsible for this."
Yeah, I'm gonna sue you. I'm gonna sue you for sadness.
So Beale just gets pissed, for lack of a better word.
Just gets pissed again. He's gonna put a sex doll in her car.
So he walks outside and he's like, "I'm gonna put another sex doll in your Jeep because your Jeep's back."
He just like has boxes of sex dolls on deck.
And if he gets
ready for anyone that slightly inconveniences him. Where can I get like sex dolls in like
Spencer's?
Bulk? Yeah, like in bulk so that I could just have them to like mess with people whenever they bug
Costco.
Me.
Costco. No, that's just like jumbo sex dolls.
No, yeah, you know, Costco would definitely do that. Let me show you something I got right here.
Yeah, they'd give you a value pack of sex dolls.
Look at this pack of seaweed that I consistently get.
Look at that pack of seaweed.
And this is missing too.
I'm telling you,
that's a lot of seaweed.
It would be the same for sex dolls.
This thing's half the size of my body.
You're probably going to finish that in like a week.
You're going to finish that by tomorrow.
Oh, the last one I had I finished in like 2 days. This one I'm kind of slowing down on a little bit for the sake of my life.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, seaweed's probably like pretty good for you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's high in sodium.
You probably can't consist solely on it though.
No, definitely not. You can't consist solely on anything.
No.
Even your own pee only lasts a few days.
That's true. Yeah. I like pee.
Want me so to does pee Clarissa. In your tea?
So he goes outside. Bill is out there. He's just walking into his Jeep and he's like, What are you doing, dude? Like, are you okay? And he's just like, ha, 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 come on, man. I'm the Whitney man. They couldn't handle me.
Me?
So it's kind of hard to tell where his head's at right now, but he goes to Clarissa's and he starts to press her and kind of slap her around a bit. Like, yeah, literally slap her around a bit.
It got very domestic abusive for a minute, and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, first incest, then domestic abuse.
Whoa, Bill!
It was a wild ride, this movie.
I guess, like, a little bit, like, to his defense, I guess he did realize at this point that she was, like, an alien that kidnapped him with other people.
Yeah, that was the only thing that, because when it first happened, I was like, you just slapped her? Excuse me. Then I was like, wait, she might be an alien. She might be an alien who's trying to eat him, so maybe, okay.
So they're
that
aliens?
Brings up a question. Is it not exactly. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So that brings up the question, though. Is it okay to slap a female alien?
No.
Is that different territory?
If an alien is trying to eat me, trying to shunt me, I'm going to hit it.
But she wasn't.
I don't care what it is. No, you're right.
He was misreading the situation.
He was. I think the whole
thing. That's why you should never slap anyone.
I think it was very uncomfortable.
Unless they're trying to shunt you, then you
can slap
them.
Trying to shunt you, then you can.
But you have to have
someone.
like a tangible proof.
So you gotta wait till you're being shunted. Then I'm already in the shunting.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes, man.
Man, these laws suck.
I'm gonna avoid the shunt. I'm gonna be proactive, and I'm gonna stop the shunt.
So she doesn't really say very much in response to the slaps. Most people don't, I guess. And then he's just like, "Okay, I'm gonna go party hardy." I think he actually said that.
He
think
literally
that's why I
did.
Wrote that down. Yeah, because I was gonna say
did.
There's no reason I would just write that down.
It would be hilarious if you just wrote that down, but nope, it was in the script.
Twas.
And also, Milo is just kind of like closely following. And then Clarissa's mom just kind of like makes it into his car and is just like, "I'm coming along for the ride." He's like, "No, get out." And she's like, "No, I'm here."
She doesn't say anything though. She just goes.
Yeah, she doesn't say a word. She represents the fact that she's staying there.
In like the transition scene, it plays like this weird music that almost sounds like a fart. And I thought that she farted. Because it does like a trumpet. It's like, wow. And I was like, she just farted. Oh.
Dude, they're doing that like standard thing where every time a large woman walks by, it's like.
The tuba or something. And I was like, what is this?
It's fake as fuck.
Like, it's so 80s.
It's so rude.
Now, this is when we're really getting into.
Shunt
the good
film.
Stuff. So before we get into the shunt, what are your initial thoughts of getting into the shunt, guys. We're here. We're shunting.
This is where it all fell off for me. This is exactly where, like, when the shunting started, I was like, they could have done something really cool with this that could have been, like, so different. And for me, I was just like, fuck this.
Wait, hold on. You said they could have done something really cool that's different? That's exactly what they did.
Different from what they did. Like, I didn't like what they did.
It was too slimy for me.
And the noises were too much. Again, misophonia.
Like, I would love... I'm, like, buckets of blood, like, toss it. Like, have a blast. But when it's just goo, I was like, oh.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, I imagine shunting, isn't it, like... Isn't it like an electrical circuit kind of thing? Like a connection is like shunting?
Shunting?
Can you Google it? Yeah. I think it's something to do like a connection, like you're making a circuit when you shunt something. So.
In medicine, a shunt is a hole or small passage which moves.
You can put a shunt in your heart.
Sticking something into someone's body, pretty much.
Allows movement of fluid from one part of the body to another.
Because it makes a connection, like it makes a circuit.
Yeah, it says the term may describe either congenital or acquired shunts, and acquired shunts may be either biological or mechanical.
And I think there's just something...
A shunt is a hollow tube surgically placed in the brain, or occasionally the spine, to help drain cerebrospinal fluid and redirect it to another location in the body where it can be reabsorbed.
Which makes sense. But there's also shunting is also providing with a conductor joining two points of a circuit through which more or less of the current may be diverted. So either way, whether it's electrical or medical, it's basically creating a circuit for something to be transferred from one to the other.
Neurology.
Which is exactly what they did.
It's an entire body being transported into another body.
Because whatever they're trying to, they're like basically like sucking out their life force, right? Like,
yeah, basically.
Like hocus pocus, but like
hardcore.
Worse.
But why do their faces come off while doing so?
A lot of things happen. They're just weird creatures that melt. They kind of like morph into each other. They melt into each other.
Why do they go reverse, reverse?
Yeah, sometimes people just got to reverse.
I just see there's too many questions, sometimes, which is weird because usually that's like what you're mad at.
Body horror is just
can see that.
When things get real gooey, things start to melt, things start to like get really strange and like meld together, stuff like that. It's like a staple of the genre. So I feel like really everything that you guys are explaining, you're saying that I don't think the body horror genre is for you.
Oh, I know that the body horror genre is not for me.
It felt like just a bunch of Belials.
Yeah, basically. From Basket Case.
I haven't seen that.
You would hate Basket Case, I think.
Probably. If it's body horror.
But maybe you should watch it.
That's nice. I like that you said it. I think you'd hate that. Let's watch it.
I feel like you need to. Like, just get it out of your system.
So when the shunting starts, Bill's parents go, "Jesus, Bill, you never were one of us." And the therapist says, "You're not one of us. You're a different race, a different class." And Bill goes, "You alien scum."
Told you it came back.
It comes back. And they go, no, we've always been here. It's more a matter of good breeding.
Which I disagree with.
The bloodline, pure.
I think it's a good, this is what incest looks like to me in my head when I think about it.
I try not to think about incest,
But when it pops up, I imagine it's just a giant blob.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, yeah.
I just think of flowers in the attic and nothing else.
This is just like super, super, super rich people who are keeping those bloodlines pure.
That's what I thought of. That's why I thought of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
so the creators of the movie basically say that they're descendants of humans that were taken over by parasites that turned them into a different species.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they're not exactly aliens, not exactly humans, kind of in between.
They're a different species altogether.
Yeah, they're a weird mutation, basically.
Which I feel like is just a commentary on the rich.
It's like if
they are a different species.
Right.
It's like if an aardvark fucked a human.
Yeah, it's like, just like that.
I just thought of Arthur, and that became really disturbing for me.
If Arthur fucked a human.
DW is kind of like these shunters. She's wild. And remember when fucking that other girl walks to the room and she's like, "What are you doing here? Fuck you." Remember that episode of Arthur where DW says, "Fuck you."
Remember that episode of Arthur where DW shunted someone?
I think it's Francine. It is Francine.
Hell no.
Shunted Francine.
I don't think anyone else remembers that episode the same way you do.
DW shunted Francine.
I remember that.
What's the bunny's name? Oh, I love the bunny.
Yeah, what's his name?
Shit.
Arthur and then the big bully guy. What's his name?
I don't know. I'm starting to think of that show with those stupid fat rabbits.
I don't know about that show.
It's just like, that. I think the little rabbit's name was Max, and he's always just like, I'm stupid.
I'm stupid. Oh, Max and Ruby?
Yeah, that one. The Max little fat
and
rabbits.
Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby and Max.
I used to hate that show when I was little. I'd be like, it's not about anything.
The bully's name is Binky.
You're right.
Binky. I loved Binky. Binky with the underbite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, no, DW does shunt Francine, basically.
Well, that's a lot.
Or she reads her, whichever you prefer.
That's a lot. Maybe we should have watched that episode in preparation.
We should have.
I did, so.
I did. I walked so you could run.
So Milo's trying to watch everything from outside, and he sees an ambulance pull up, and the workers drag out a guy who's covered in white garbs and is being dragged by a dog catcher tool. And they bring him inside, remove his hood, and it's none other than Blanchard.
Blanchard.
I said, that's going to be Blanchard.
She did.
And I was right.
Can confirm.
And one of the main shunters goes, all right, time for the first shunt. And everyone dresses down into their lingerie. They tear off all of Blanchard's clothes. The scene gets real, real, real red and sweaty.
It does. No, it doesn't even get red. It gets beige.
Beige with red lighting.
Yeah.
Beige and sweaty. And you can't tell whether people are eating or sucking. But then things get real slimy. Their faces look like some kind of a mix between gelatin and anteater and slugs. And their fingers can also go inside of skin, and tongues are really long.
Their faces looked like the back of the human centipede.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what they were looking at.
That's what I thought, too. I thought immediately of Human Centipede, and I've never even seen the movie.
The back part of the Human Centipede.
It's like a prolapsed asshole?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their faces did look like prolapsed
assholes.
Or
like the face, the mouths that are attached to the assholes.
To the bum-bum.
Yeah.
And then also, Milo dressed up like a cop, and he used Clarissa's mother to subdue a police officer.
Hell yeah, he did.
And then he just like yeets her onto someone later. That's her only purpose in this movie, is to be yeeted onto another.
It's very true.
The whole time she's just yeeted from here and there.
She's wonderful.
So they all focus in on Blanchard, and then a bald guy starts licking at him and then says, now we will get to the bottom of this. And he sticks his entire hand up his ass and brings his hand out of his mouth.
He fists him so hard.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
It
makes one clench.
It does.
He definitely had to like tilt his body like at an angle or something to get his arm all the way through head, or like accordion him down a little bit or something.
Yeah, that's not easy.
I just felt somebody's like, yeah, ouch.
There's a lot of stuff in the way is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I really like when they start sticking their fingers inside of skin too, and you see how it just like melts inside of it. They just start moving
somebody
them around.
Like, it's like when they show his booty and somebody's like sticking their fingers under the skin.
I was like, that's unfortunate. I just hated all the noises.
Like, yeah, the noises really stressed me out. Like I had a real like anxiety moment.
It freaks
moment.
Me out. I don't even like the sound of like people kissing.
Oh, I hate that sound. That like bleh.
Like when they were fooking, I was like,
yeah, I have to turn it down. What made me laugh though is we watched it with subtitles on. And so the subtitles.
I can't watch this movie with subtitles. It ruins
you
it
should.
For me.
You should.
I've done it before, but I don't like it.
Can I just
read
tell you a handful
of the, yes.
of the descriptions for the music and noises?
Please do.
Sinister thrumming, ill boding string melody, malignant bass notes.
Yeah.
Unearthly screech, malicious melody.
That'd be a good
Those
band
are just
name.
A few.
Malicious Melody.
Most of these are really good band names. Yeah. I was thinking that same thing for Malicious Melody.
Yeah.
Unearthly Screech is pretty good, too.
We are on Unearthly Screech! Hello, Wisconsin!
Like, hello, Boston, we are sinister thrumming.
Yeah. They're like sinister fisting, though.
Woof.
Imagine that as a band name. Sinister fisting.
Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
That would be your band, Caleb.
That'd be an experience.
So while all of that is happening, Clarissa lets Bill free, and at this point, the therapist has a permanent Joker smile and is running around the house with a dog catcher trying to grab Bill. And I think this scene is shot so fucking... He looks so terrifying.
He does.
The darks around him and, like, the shadows on his face when he's just, like, walking up with that dog catcher, it's fucking terrifying.
No, it is. He was horrifying. I hated him so much.
And then he says, let me give you... a hand, Bill. And he turns into a giant hand.
Into a hand. His head turns into a giant hand. And then his arm turns into like a whole hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to tell, this is when the movie gets really punny.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the next scene.
So he walks into another room and he finds his mom, who has hands for legs and looks like a giant, disgusting, armless sludge monster. And also attached to her is the daughter, Jenny, who is coming right out of her vag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
She basically is her vagina.
Yeah, she literally became it.
Yeah.
When they do like the zoom out when he's leaving the room and you just see that creature standing there with Jenny under.
Full bod.
That shit is crazy.
So much. But when the dad... You gotta get to the dad, because that's my favorite part.
Trust me, we're getting to the dad. The dad comes back, and he retorts, and he goes, "Well, son, I guess you're right. I am a butthead."
And he's literally in a butt.
He is a butthead. He is a giant ass with a face on it.
He says something, and then he does like a raspberry sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like farting as a butthead.
Yeah, he does a few raspberries for sure.
I like how you explained that further. You were like, yeah, farts. It's a butt. Yeah, I did.
And then when Billy leaves, you literally just see the mom-daughter mutation just like vibing in the corner. Like they're just like swaying, just vibing.
That's really gross.
They literally are vibing.
I'm like, is that their like coitus? Like, is that
I think what that's it is? What they mean.
They like being together.
They like being together.
They like being one.
It is a... slime fest, really. There's a lot going on. Everyone's destroyed. The society music is playing, but it's like a circus mix of like, society waits for thee. And it's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun. The Blue Danube.
And then Bill runs out and he saves Clarissa and challenges Ferguson to a mano-y-mano style duel.
Alina just took a big gulp of something and I said, the Blue Danube. And then she almost spit it out.
I don't know why I laughed so hard.
Because that's not what it is.
The Blue Danube.
Danube.
So Bill runs out and he saves Clarissa and then he challenges Ferguson to a mano-y-mano style duel.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he does.
And this is when naked slimy people start appearing out of what seems to be the hot tub of doom. One old guy even seemed to have acquired Blanchard's mole during the shunting process.
Yeah, everybody gets a mole.
They're kind of just like taken from the people that they shunt.
Yucky.
So it's time for the WWE showdown. Bill and Ferguson have their own respective wrestling names. They call Ferguson the Tycoon and Bill the Bastard, which... Naturally, Ferguson starts off the fight with a spinning kick and then just proceeds to spinning kick him probably like 7 more times in a row.
Yep.
It's like a fighting game when you're just using the same move over and over
again. Yeah, exactly. You just keep hitting B.
That's me Ferguson... anytime I would play Mortal Kombat. I was just like, B, until someone dies.
Yep.
That's all you can do, really.
Finish him.
So then Ferguson picks him up and he finishes him. He throws him into a wall, grabs a fire pick, and then at this time, Clarissa tries to stop him. She gets punched, and then that makes Clarissa's mom tackle the Tycoon.
Hell yeah.
It's really like, it's like you're watching a WWF show. Like, it's the whole thing.
I've never seen one, but I bet it looks a lot like this.
Because there's a lot of drums.
There's so much drama.
A lot of storylines happening at once.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Bellas just show up. Total Bellas. John Cena rolls on the scene. Sorry.
So Ferguson starts beating Bill's ass and he's about to finish him off and then he just starts making out with him and everyone's like, shunt him! Shunt him!
Peer pressure, you know.
And then Bill grabs his balls and sticks his arm all the way through his body, pops out his eyeballs with his fingers, and then sticks his fingers through the empty eye sockets of his mouth and pulls his face through the rest of his body and out through the bottom. Oh, and his body is also filled with worms that were in Bill's apple in the beginning of the movie.
Oh. You're right.
I told you that was going to come
back. You're right. That was really gross, too.
Yeah.
It stressed me out.
I feel like in a lot of, like, different alien stuff, you'll see that, like they just have, like, bugs or some weird thing, like, lining the inside of their body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is in a lot of things.
It is.
And then Milo, Bill, and Clarissa all run off, and as they're leaving, Dad says, "You'll never get away with this." And then Bill walks up to him casually, punches him in the face, and says, "Don't count on it, butthead."
Killed it. Dropped the mic.
And then they drive away into the morning.
Yeah.
And then the final line is from Cigar Blanchard Mole Guy? Oh, the old guy. Duh.
From Cigar Blanchard Mole Guy?
That makes sense. Yeah,
I think that was the therapist.
Yeah.
Or was it the judge?
No, that was the other guy. The therapist and the judge look the same.
They do.
They look very much alike.
But yeah, that tracks. Cigar Blanchard Mole Guy, who he just kind of looks at Ferguson. Like earlier in the movie, he looked at Ferguson, that is, and he was like, oh yeah, do you want a scholarship to boats or something? And he's like, yeah, cool. I like boat scholarships. And then he looks at someone at the end. He's like, looks like I may have that opening next year, huh? Because Ferguson got destroyed.
No more boat scholarship for you. No yachts.
No boats and hoes for you, buddy.
None.
Yacht.
So I guess we should explain a little bit of this. Yeah. So the climax, the actual shunt and the mutation and all that was based on a Salvador Dali painting called The Great Masturbator. And IMDb says that a dozen crew members were used to work the large contorted puppet for the shunting finale.
Wow. That's actually interesting.
Yeah, it was a giant monstrosity that they had.
I'm looking at that painting.
Imagine creating a work of art based off of masturbation.
Wow. Let me see. That's pretty horrifying.
It looks like it, huh?
Yeah, sure does.
Let me see it closer. Looks like a stomach.
The great you can see some faces and other things.
Masturbator.
Yeah, I think it's a painting about how Salvador Dali wished his dick was better or something.
Really?
Something like that.
I wish my dick was better.
I wish my dick would work.
Is that like a penis?
I think it's just like,
because that's like a knee. These are knees. No, look. Yeah, these are knees, and that's a ding.
That's what I mean. It's like.
And she's. Why is she sniffing it? I'm not real
sure. I am not Salvador Dali. I do not know.
She's sniffing the D. Don't ever sniff the D.
Yeah.
And also, I think this is really cool. Apparently, while they were shooting the shunting scenes, the director, Brian Usna, put a sign on the soundstage door that read, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
That's funny.
That's
you,
awesome.
You should all abandon hope.
That's amazing.
I abandoned hope as soon as the fucking credits rolled.
And I think if I remember right, too, I was listening to an interview with Billy, and I think he said that they filmed all of that shunting shit in one day. Like, it was just all one day thing. So they said it was, like, a lot.
Yeah, I feel like imagine. If I was going to do the shunting scene, though, I would want it to all just happen in one day.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of slime.
You got to get the shunting out of the way.
And I feel like there's a lot of, like, prosthetics going on that you're going to have to, so you might as well just get that shit right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well shunt. Shunt while you still can.
So that was Society. It had two kills. There was a sequel that was apparently in development in 2013, but I haven't really heard much about that since. I don't know.
Were there two kills?
There were. Blanchard and Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Blanchard got fisted up the ass through the face, and then, well, I would say Ferguson kind of got the same. It was through the balls, from the balls to the face,
I thought you were saying
though.
Blanchard and...
And Petri.
Yeah.
No. Petri ended up alive. We kind of just see him walk up at the party later, and he's like, hey, I'm shunting.
Yeah. Hey, I'm shunting.
Shunting over
here.
Yeah,
he was part of the shunt. And when I saw that happening, I was like, God damn it.
Nah,
God
damn it, Martin. Disappointed.
Come on, Martin. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
The moment everyone's waiting for. What do you guys rate Society?
I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 5. Because I feel like if I rated it any higher, I'd be
lying.
I'd be over like movies that I enjoyed more. So I think 2.5 because... I there was too much I didn't understand about what was happening, and the gooiness was really what bothered me. But it wasn't that bad. That's the thing. That's why I almost want to rate it more, but I don't. It wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel
very
the same,
conflicted about this.
I feel the same sentiment. I'm gonna dock a 0.5 and just give it a solid 2 because there was so much that I was confused about. I did not get the shunting until we were brought here today. I didn't really like the ending at all. I would never watch this again. But I did like a lot of the outfits and some of the beginning.
Fair enough. Well, this is a 5-star movie for me.
All right.
I get it.
I respect you, that you love it.
Yeah. And I can understand this one.
I think your side of it is like, I mean, it's unfortunate for like Brian and the people involved because I feel like that reaction is what a lot of people in America got. They were like, I don't understand this. It's weird. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, the point of it is that it's supposed to not be understood. It's supposed to be really weird and surreal. Yeah. Like, that's why all the dialogue throughout like the whole movie is weird as fuck. There's weird ass things happening. It just gets really crazy in the end. It's just like, it's a staple of body horror, and it's one of my favorite body horror movies in general, even like aside from that. It's just, you know, suspense and mania are built throughout the entire thing. The pacing, I think, is pretty good. The ending's insane. It's just like, it's definitely a deep genre cut for sure, but like everything that goes into it, I think it's like the perfect body horror movie.
I can definitely, you know what, that's what it is, because like body horror is like not my favorite genre. I don't hate it. I don't hate that genre, but I can see why this would be like a staple for it.
It's like the sleepaway camp of like body horror.
Yeah, and that's why I can like totally understand why you love this movie.
Yeah, I understand why you love it for sure.
And I respect this movie for what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone, but I think the best part about this movie is that anyone who watches it and fully watches it and makes it to the end will never forget it.
No, well, I'll never forget it.
And I'm glad I watched it. Like, I'm glad I saw it.
As for what movie is next, that's up to you guys. We mentioned the polls in the beginning of the episode, and the poll portion of Patreon picking our next movie isn't up at the time of this recording, so we don't really know which movies are going to be up there. But I do know that Zodiac and My Friend Dahmer are some of the top contenders right now, and the poll will be out by the time this episode releases, so go and vote on patreon.com/screampodcast. We would like to give giant thank yous to Ethan Hurt, who composed the intro music of our podcast. You can find his website at www.ethanhurt.com, and Kyle Herman, who composed the outro music. You can find him just anywhere, search Kyle Herman. And of course, check out our other shows. I host a horror movie podcast that covers weird horror movies, vampire movies, and currently every single Amityville movie ever created. That's going to be going on for a long time because there's a lot of them. They seem to never end. And at this moment, we're on about, you know, 11 out of 39, but they'll never stop releasing. There's no end in sight. And if you don't already know, you might live under a rock because Ash and Elena are the hosts of the best true crime podcast in the world, Morbid, a true crime podcast. Check out the True Stories, Listener Tales, and listen to Parcast Crime Countdown. So go check out this month's polls, join our Discord channel, be a part of horror movie discussions, and more, all on patreon.com/screampodcast. And before I let you know where to find anything Scream-related, I would like to thank Drea Brennan, Lindsay Laird, Julie Vincent, Jesse Ray, Danielle Tate, How Delightful, Peyton, Teresa Horton, Rebecca McGinnis, Holly Knight, Kimberly Linder, Dallas, Katie Joyner, Beth and Uri Family, Ashla Woodmancy, Amber McClure, Ashley Kane, Bree McGee, Renee Ronnied, Claire Marie Hughes, Laura Gaston, Miranda Wrinkle, Melissa Woy, Michelle Harris, Mandy Cool, Andrea Masunas, McKean, Amy Levine, definitely. I don't know why I said Amy. Alyssa Gentry, Stephanie Helen Buckler, Lauren Wager, Marie Russo, Tabitha Thomas, Amanda Stewart, Karina Calderon, Lauren, Michelle L. Corsi, Amber Redoubt. It's one of those, I'm hoping. Melissa Springer, Jess Holla, Brianna Boyce, Stacy, Lindsay Tyndall, Tara Brumblau, Delaney Richardson, Stephanie Barwick, Sam Mack, Winter Party, Ricky Jensen, Ryan Dougherty, Chris Coyote, Cyan and or Cayenne, Jacob Sauber Cavanaughs, Stevie Lynn Wright. That's a long first name. Stevie Lynn, it's like together. Jessica W., Marcus Evans, Alexa Board, and Alexis Smith. I'm sure I got many of those names wrong, but thank you to all of you that I just read off for supporting the show financially and whatnot, donating to us, checking out the polls, all that other stuff. It's appreciated endlessly. And thank you to everyone else who sat around and listened through all of that, because I know that was a long list. So if you want to check out our show, follow us on Instagram at Scream Podcast, Twitter at The Scream Pod. Our website is www.screampodcast.com, and I am on Letterboxd doing reviews at Horror Soup Caleb. This show is a fist going all the way up through your ass, through your sphincter, straight through your mouth, ripping out your eyeballs, pulling them out the other end, and leaving some little maggot worms at the bottom for you to lick up and shunt up, suck them up, do whatever you want. That's what this show is. That's what it is. Thanks.
This show is the no, 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 no.
This show is the ear license plate.
It is. You're not wrong.
R.I.P. Blanchard.
R.I.P. man.
Sweet boy.
Pour one out.
Pour one out.
Selena and Caleb, they met through some tweets. Exchanged them digits, now life is so sweet. Zooming all the time to record new episodes. Slanging the jokes to make our heads all explode. On PCP, I'm trapped inside a VHS. Scream, baby, scream, you know who do it the best. Through Anna's eyes, the team is ready to go. Fighting round the world, shout out to Russell Crowe. Oh, space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Internet homies, yeah, we tight like that. You wanna mess with scream? Well, we might fight back. I'm still in that VHS, bad drug experience. A window that is secret. Johnny Depp, are you hearing this? We top notch, podcasting the day away. What you say? Friendship on full display. My penis is in space, if you think that is odd. I'm wishing for endless corn and eggs for the squad, Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream.
Woo!
Things are getting weird.
So weird, so weird, so weird.
Things are getting weird.
So weird, so who?
So what? Things are getting weird.
How now, brown cow?
Things are getting weird.
Right here, right now.
Things are getting weird.
It's so strange, what do I do?
Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird with Ash.
With Ashley Kelly.
Turn all the lights down now.
I'm feeling this.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Feeling this.
Thank you.
Get me away from here.
Get me away from here.
I don't remember.
Dun, dun,
wait,
dun,
no, 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 hold on. Dun, dun. Fate fell short this time. Smile fades in the summer. Take your hand in mine. I'll leave when I wanna. This place was never the same again after you came and went. How can you say we meant anything? Man, it has ended for a while.
I'm proud of you. Somehow we got there. So.
It always goes back to Blink-182.
It always does.
Mark Hoppus is cancer-free.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you like Scream, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.